All right, we're on.
Yeah, that's it.
Just right? Yeah. How do I open this?
With your fingers?
I know, but. Jeez.
Everyone
do it? Yeah, do it. Have you ever. Just kidding. I'm gonna make a commercial.
Damn, fool.
I just got. Oh.
How was it?
That was good. Excuse me. All right.
All right.
Ready?
3, 2, 1. Sick ass fool.
Where are you?
I'm right here.
Where? What happened?
I don't know. Go to the guest.
What the heck?
It's not getting me.
Oh, no. What the heck?
Pause the recording.
Pause it? Pause. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
Well, together, say 3, 2, 1, and it's a guess who.
All right, ready?
3, 2, 1. Sick ass fool. That was disgusting. That was dirty.
That was not me. I don't do that.
That was a dirty one.
Yeah, that one's a little dirty. That
What's up?
Juicy. What's up?
What's going on? We just got back from the... actually, I was going to say we should have started the open mic like that. 3, 2, 1. What's up, Paramount?
They'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah. They wouldn't have gotten that reference.
No, probably not.
I think the only person in the world in Paramount that would have got that reference was Mario.
Mario.
And he didn't show up.
Shout out to Mario Cortez from Paramount.
Dang, don't be burning his full name.
Sorry.
Damn. She's burning the spot and the people there.
Sorry, that's not his last name. Not at all.
Dang, now they're going to look him up. They're going to look him up on Facebook, on LinkedIn.
Well, follow him.
Twitters.
He probably wants a couple of follows. You know? Maybe from Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny.
He's the pin.
What do you say? Pendejo?
He's the pendejo.
His words, not ours. What's up? Where's our guest?
I don't know. Sweet, go to them. I'm the guest.
And there's no guest.
It's just us.
It's just us, guys.
We at the open mic tonight, or wherever you, if you're listening to this, the day after, but we had a good show. It was really fun. What did you think?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was great. We had a really good turnout. A lot of people came out. We had a lot of performers, too.
Yeah, there was a lot. I think out of the 16 that signed up, we had,
14.
14?
Yeah.
And that's because we picked up two other acts, right?
Yeah. So usually people sign up, but not everyone shows up. So this time I was like, I'm going to be fucking prepared.
Yeah, let's pull up the, go to my Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
We can just really quick go through the handles on the list.
Let's go on the handles.
Yeah, it was really cool. The last band really did an awesome job.
The heck am I typing?
And I forgot their name. Is it Strange Imperial?
Strange Imperial.
There we go. Yeah, I thought I knew it.
I got it. But everyone was pretty freaking awesome. Where do you have it? On yours?
Yeah, on my I think I put it on the
right here.
Personal. Go Billy Dalek. Go follow me. You seem lost.
All right here. So yeah, we had Hates Jazz, Jasmine, right?
Did Sweet Blue ever... that person make it or no?
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't make it.
And you're all promoting her.
Just kidding. I know.
It always happens. There's always someone that doesn't.
Jesus came to shout out. He came in and shared his comedy. Yeah, he was pretty funny. In a guy.
Banana suit.
There was actually two guys that came to the shop dressed as banana. One of them was Jesus, and the second was just a guest that came in, right?
I know. I honestly didn't think people were gonna dress up. Maybe we should have dressed up.
Yeah.
You freaking host it, and I was sitting on the side. No, I'm just kidding.
Hold on. No, because I was mentally preparing myself to dress up. And what happened?
What happened?
What happened was that you told me not to because...
I didn't tell you not to. You were
You strongly suggested that I go to the mic as myself.
You always want to blame me for stuff.
But you did.
No, but you were like, should I? Should I not? And then I was like, you know what? Gil's a good person. You should go as you and have people see you. Because you were going to go as a whole different persona. You weren't going to be Gil in a banana suit. You were going to be like voice change and costume.
No, I wasn't going to. No, I was going to do the costume, but I wasn't going to do the whole attitude.
All right. Well, next one.
Maybe just a wig next time with some glasses.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Or a banana suit.
Or a banana suit.
I would have been the third guys in the banana suit. We should have done like a number, like an act.
Like a rocket act?
Yeah.
Like you guys all...
Like doo-wop. We're the doo-wop bananas.
You guys like hugging and then kicking together and
yeah. Sing. Dun, 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 but doing doo-wop songs about bananas.
About bananas?
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
That's not a doo-wop song.
It can be. Anything can be a doo-wop song. The Romantic Wonders. It wasn't all of them. It was just Manny Hernandez that came out and did his 20-hour set.
Stop. Hey, but it was really cool. It was like Halloween theme, so he did a lot of the theme songs to like famous Halloween songs.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Hey, can you really quick? Can you airdrop me some of the
pictures?
Not the pictures, but maybe the videos.
Yeah.
I can just play them.
Yeah, I sure can.
Yeah. So we also had Dustuned.
Yeah.
You
know that he has a master's in comic book art.
You can get a master's in comic book art.
I didn't know that either.
It's like legit.
Yeah, like a legit, like he has a master's. Oh, I sent it to the laptop. Should I accept it on here or no?
Yeah, you can do it on there and just play it from there.
Okay.
Yeah, save the
download. I don't know why I did that long.
Also, Loud.
Lau Miranda, right?
Yeah. I think you should be pronouncing these things because I did an okay job.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
You didn't butcher anybody except for that one person, but
you're listening to Magrito Podcast Network. Celebrating the culture of Chicanos and Latinos one story and voice at a time. Listen to more Magrito Podcast Network shows over at magrito.net. Connect on social, on Instagram and Facebook at Magrito. The Magrito Podcast Network.
Isn't that weird? I have a podcast, but I still butcher people's names.
Well, I mean, it's sometimes people's names are hard to pronounce. Okay.
So what was this young woman's called?
Which one?
Miranda.
Lau Miranda.
Okay. And then we had my buddy Ceramic Turtle, who was on this podcast. Yeah. Played my favorite song.
What's your favorite song?
Time Traveling Girl.
It's a really good song.
Awesome song. But the next person didn't show up, right? So we won't plug them. That's it. Do you still have the list or no?
hip hop.
But I mean, that was the gist of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of cool people. I do have a list somewhere. I don't know where, but here are the videos. I have a couple.
Yeah, go ahead and play them.
All right. This was Strange Imperial, right?
Yeah, they were good.
They were really good. What would you say they're a mix of?
You know what? Because we're sitting back behind the speakers. You know what? Okay, I'm going to be totally honest. Uh-huh. They reminded me of the Black Keys.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think it was just the drumming style, the way he sang. Not the way he sang, but I think it was just the drumming style and the guitar patterns. They were just simple, really good rock and roll. And yeah, I mean, I would compare them to the Black Keys.
All right, well, let's play a little bit of it and let you decide.
Yeah.
What do you think they sound like? And this is from the front. We were sitting in the back, so our perception of what they sounded like was probably totally different from this video, so... Oh, wait, it's not picking up, right?
No, we gotta go to the...
Yeah. Where'd I go? The D4? Or Gilbert's TV?
No. It should be the... It should be the Roadcaster. No? It's picking up on this side. Just airdrop them to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but while you're getting that, so we got video footage from Strange Imperial and Ceramic Turtle.
Yeah. Yeah, we have two videos. I have a couple. Oh, I have a couple from Manny's set too. Let me send those.
Whoa. Going on here, a lot of things going on.
Do you have your phone open?
Yeah,
keep sending it to the fucking computer. Let me text them. Is that you?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Was Manny, right?
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Yeah, his whole thing was awesome.
I like when people get into like the theme or the mood, you know.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, with his 5-hour set, he did what, like three maybe four good songs.
I think he did like four songs, and then he said something about his poem at the end.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jesus Christ.
What, it's fun?
Scared the shit out of me. Oh, yeah, that's him playing it.
It's Manny Hernandez.
Manny Hernandez.
I like how everybody was like, they were kind of like, I was in awe. I was like, oh, shoot. He's playing that. I have like some like rolling stuff on me.
What do you have?
He did an awesome job doing that. Thanks, Manny. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he did a really great job. That's what I'm saying. Like, I like that people put like thought and intention in what they do. You know, like he came in a costume.
Yeah.
And then he did freaking Halloween songs. Like, that was cool.
Yeah. So the next one is Ceramic Turtle. That's all she got?
What is it? Like,
she's fired.
Like a 10-second
video? Yeah, what the heck was that, Jam? What are you thinking, dude?
She probably did like an Insta story. What the heck?
She's fired. And this was Strange Imperial. This is a band that we're talking about. So I thought that they sounded like Black Keys. What about you?
I don't know. I see what you're saying, but I think they still have some. What did they say? They were like a mix of like Led Zeppelin.
No, they
like
said Black Sabbath. The Misfits.
Misfit. Oh, okay. I could see a little bit. Let's see. Keep playing it.
So the good thing about these music is I'm not going to get flagged on YouTube for copyright. So
that's right, because they're originals.
Yeah,
that's cool.
But yeah, I mean, this song reminds me of, I think it's a song on the Black Keys album Rubber Factory. There's one song on there that reminds me of this one. I think that's why I went straight to Black Keys.
Makes sense
on this one.
But everyone was really awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you got another video, right? Yeah. It's totally, yeah, that's the vibe I got. Yeah, I mean, everybody did a really good job.
Everyone did awesome.
Wait, you have another one? Oh, this is, who is this? This was,
Lau Miranda. I think that's the one that she said that was like her own.
An original. Yeah, she was good.
Yeah, her and her band were cool.
Yeah. No, awesome. But yeah, everybody had a good time, and anybody that came out seemed like they had a really good time.
The Mind Buzz is powered by Mind Buzz Media. Mind Buzz Media is an on-site video and audio podcast production company. Have you ever thought about starting your own video and audio podcast? Or do you have an existing podcast that you want to take to the next level? MindBuzz Media brings a professional podcast studio to you. Visit mindbuzz.org for more.
We haven't had anyone that's like bombed, huh? Don't say their name, but if they did. But,
no.
But no one that you're like, fuck, what are you doing up there?
No. Well, maybe one. I could think of one. No, but I mean, it takes like...
Recent or past? Or here, you know what? No comment.
No comment.
All right, tell me.
No, no comment. I set this up there multiple times. Like, it takes a lot for somebody to go up there and be...
You're vulnerable.
You're vulnerable.
Yeah.
Everybody's judging you, whether People say that they don't judge people or not. When somebody is on stage doing something with a microphone or an instrument, sharing something, whether a talent, it doesn't even have to be a talent. They can just be up there just doing whatever the fuck.
I don't know how they do
it. And it may not be a talent, but they're still up there doing it.
Like I tell you multiple times, I'm like, I'm fucking a behind the scenes person because I can't. I'll fucking fight someone like, what are you looking at? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I like to organize things. I like to put things together. That's my shit.
I think it's weird because, like, at least for me, and this is my process. Like when I go up there and I'm just speaking, like I just said, like it's hard enough for somebody to go up there and sing, perform. And not just up there to, you know, to lollygag, but to actually like evoke an emotion out of somebody in the audience. But it takes a lot. And how I think of it, like, so you have like one piece of your brain that's focused on what you're doing, whether you're playing guitar or singing a song, you have to remember the lyrics, you have to consider time. The beat, the melody, the air coming out of your mouth. There's so many different factors that are taking place simultaneously while you are up staring at people staring right back at you. I don't know how some people do it. Like, my thought process is exactly that. Like, I think I just focus on what I need to do and the part where there's somebody looking at me. I just don't, it's not that I don't pay attention, but I just, for that moment, it's not important to me. Like it's not important unless I'm trying to read a crowd. And I think that's where it is. Like that's where it should be. Because if you take that, your environment, like if you just take it in all at once, I don't know. If you just take it in a negative stance or a positive, it's whether it's good or bad, like it's all just like presence of other people just judging you.
Yeah. I try to always like zone in on like one person, like that one person that's like fucking nodding. There's always that one person that's like,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, but like, then you make them feel uncomfortable.
No, I don't think so. Because sometimes I'm that person in the crowd where I see people that are like when they're up there and then they're just looking for someone to be like, come on, fucking nod at me. Give me validation. And I'm like, hell yeah. Yeah. And I don't feel uncomfortable. So I feel like when I find that one person to fucking nod at me and give me validation and smile and be like, yeah. I'm like, all right, thanks. I don't know. That's just me.
I think when I went for that ofrenda.
That was a good joke. That was a great joke.
When I went for that one, I wish I would have took an account of the crowd reaction. I think like what I just talked about a few seconds ago about removing myself away from the crowd.
Yeah.
In that sense, I kicked myself in the ass because of that, because I didn't take an account for the crowd reaction, which I should have, because the ultimate goal was for that thing was to get a laugh.
Yeah. And you didn't even zone in. You didn't even pay attention to see if anyone
No, I didn't even I like when I sat down and you're like, "Oh, like you even said you said you looked at your mom and your mom was..."
Yeah, my parents were like cracking up.
Yeah, I didn't... No, I didn't... I heard laughs and I think because I just wanted to get out of there right away and and introduce the next person.
You're like, fuck, what did I do?
Right.
Hey, that was a really good joke, though.
That was a good one.
And you came up with it, right, when we got there, when we were talking about the michelada thing on the fucking ofrenda, like... That's good. It was a good joke.
It was good. It was just like right off the cuff. And I was like, I think because, and I told you, like, I was nervous all the way. It was weird because it wasn't a weird nervous feeling. It was more of like, like an anxious feeling, anxious.
Yeah.
But when Jesus got up there and did his thing and he did his set, his comedy, it pumped me up for some odd reason. It just boosted me. Like, it gave me energy to hear the laughs. And I'm like, damn, it just inspired me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and try it. I'm just going to do it. And I did. And it was good, right?
Good. You did a good job. I'm telling you, I would have been like, oh, ha, ha, ha. But no, it was like funny. And then I seen everybody and it was a good laugh. You got a good laugh out of people.
Good. I'm glad. We're going to write that one down.
Yeah, we got to write it down.
I wonder if anybody like recorded that.
I know.
Was the guy...
See, I didn't even know you were going to do the joke. If not, I would have fucking been recording.
Yeah, that's what you said, right?
Yeah, I told you when you sat down, I was like, you didn't even tell me, I would have recorded you.
Yeah, I... But
maybe the photographer guy captured something.
If anybody listening that recorded that 30 seconds, it was quick.
It was like 5 seconds.
It was quick. But it worked.
You did your comedian debut.
But it worked.
It did. See, and I think that's cool because it worked. You got to laugh, and now it's gonna motivate you to be like, "Hey, you know what? I got a crowd to laugh. Like, I can do it again." I wonder if it's like the same as like a high. Like, does it give you a high? Like. Like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
Like today, even just having the event. I mean, this is not the first open mic that we do, right? But it's like one of the most, like, you know, we had the biggest turnout with guests and with performers. Like, and it just really fueled me to be like, damn, I can't wait for the next one. Like,
yeah,
we need to get started now.
That flyer is pretty cool, though, by the way. You did an awesome job on that one.
Thanks. I did, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I feel like that next one is like, I don't know. I feel like we need a DJ.
Need a DJ?
Yeah.
I mean,
or is that too much?
Yeah. We fucking, we did a fucking 2.5 hour show and you want to have a fucking DJ.
Was it 2.5?
It was like 2.5 hours because we started a little past 7. We
probably like 7:10.
7:10. Yeah.
7:10, 7:15.
Yeah, and then we were done by what? 9, almost 9:40?
Yeah.
Yeah, it went a long time. That's probably the longest show we've ever had.
Yeah. But probably one of the best ones.
Yeah.
That we've had so far.
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
But it was good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good. It's always nice to see everybody like enjoy it and and you know, like I always tell you, like I never need a pat on the back or someone to fucking say like, oh, what a great job. Like I know that what we did was good, but today to hear that validation and everything, and I was like, wow, like I think that's my ultimate goal, is like to like not even like, oh yeah, like I did this. Like, no, I feel like bringing the community together, my community together, our community together, and having people so excited and to be able to show their talent and, you know, just to get people coming in. There was a lot of people that weren't with like the performers that just came out on their own. And it's like, you make these connections and you have these people help create connections. And to me, that's like fucking the best. Because all the performers, did you see, they were all talking and complimenting
each other. Yeah, that was cool.
And, you know, exchanging social medias. And it's like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I like that at the end. Like, that always happens at the end. Like, when we're all getting ready to do the group picture at the end of the show. I love that. Like, everybody has their phones out. Everybody starts typing each other's handles. Mm-hmm. Good thing we had some MindBuzz Media business cards to hand out. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, overall it was pretty cool. And at least my highlight was when you introduced me to the Paramount mayor.
Oh yeah, the
city of Paramount mayor was there, and she liked what we did.
Yeah, she really did, and she came up and made it a point to let us know that we did something cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. And she was at the last one too.
She was, but I didn't notice her till the end. So I'm like, oh, that's awesome. It's cool because what does that mean? She's following us. She's following, you know, like she already went once and she wanted to come again. And it's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. Really good. Good job, by the way.
Thank you. Good job with you too.
Nice. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we still need to work on.
Yeah.
To make this seamless. But I mean, from, I think just coordinating everything is that's what we do. We just got to tighten it up a little bit. But I mean, next show by next show, it's getting better.
Yeah. Each time it's going to get better. And each time we're going to get faster and more efficient and learn from it.
I think the next thing, which we try to do this time, but it didn't pan out. But the next one, we should really work on either doing the like a YouTube live or Instagram. An Instagram live.
Yeah, live streaming it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, we have to do that. Are you guys able to do it on TikTok?
Yeah, we can. We have enough followers to be able to go live. Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Or what would you do? Would you do Instagram live or would you do TikTok live?
I don't know. I'm on TikTok. You can make money. I don't know.
Right. Donate.
But yeah, people do.
Like, I didn't see your donation.
I didn't see your donation. You can't watch. Just kidding. I don't know if like TikTok, like if people started following us for like specific videos or things like that. But I feel like Instagram, it's like people that actually want to visit our shop or, you know, follow us type of thing. So I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I think you do most of the marketing for the open mic on Instagram, yeah, right?
On Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. So it would only make sense to do it on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, we should work on that for the next time.
What's like your pro and what's like your con of doing these open mics? Like what's the best and what's like your least favorite?
I want to say setting up and breaking down.
Is your least favorite?
Anything physical, anything that has physical labor attached to it.
If anybody wants to be our roadie,
we'll
pay you in churros.
It's not fun. And really good coffee and Americanos.
Yeah. Coffee and churros for whoever wants to come and be our roadie and help us set up.
No, I think the first couple of times when I just did the audio, it was fine. Because I just did the audio. There was no lights. There was no rugs. There was no... It was so minimal that it was easy. And plus, I didn't host the show.
Yeah, you were just...
I just did the audio. But now it's like... Because I used some of the stuff from this studio to take there. So I have to break down this studio, have some of the stuff, you know, pack it, drive it over there, unpack it, set it up, lighting, make sure the lighting's good, make sure the audio's good, and all that. And then plus still work the show and try to seem like I'm not tired. That's the hard part.
You're a one-man production chicken.
No, but I think that's the con. The pro is that, like you said, you're bringing people together.
Yeah.
The pro is meeting all these, you know, artists, meeting all these open micers. Like it's the one thing in common is that they have the balls. They have the grit to come up and share what they do. I think that's the pro, and meeting them and getting to know them and getting to talk to them. And that's the pro for me. What about for you?
This podcast episode of the Mind Buzz is brought to you by House of Chingazos. House of Chingazos is a Latino-owned online store that speaks to Latino culture and Latino experience. I love House of Chingazos because I like t-shirts that fit great and are comfortable to wear. I wear them on the podcast and to the carne asadas. Click the affiliate link in the show description and use promo code TheMindBuzz. That's TheMindBuzz to receive 10% off your entire purchase. The cash saved will go directly to the Mind Buzz podcast to help us do what we do best, and that's bringing you more Mind Buzz content. Click the link in the show description for more.
I think my con is, which didn't happen this time, but I feel like for me, the con is like right before the show, my fucking me losing my shit, fucking nervous as shit, and the anxiety I get, I guess, of will people show up? Will people like the show? Is it going to go good? I think because I'm helping produce the show, that for myself, I hold myself at a really high standard. And I just want everything to go good. I want people to be happy. I want the performers to be happy. I want it to be, you know, make it worth their time coming down here and performing and everything. So for me, it's that. It's the anxiety right before the show of like, I mean, this time it didn't happen because I don't know why it didn't happen. Maybe I'm getting better at it. But
yeah, well, yeah. I think because people got there really early.
Yeah, that's true.
So it looked like it was going to be a pretty successful.
Yeah, we had to bring out time. Extra chairs and everything.
That was cool.
And
that,
even then, people were standing.
Yeah, and that's where we got some notes going, and that was one of them. I was like, dude, we need at least a dozen more chairs right out in front.
Yeah, but. Yeah, remember last show I was fucking like passing out, and then you kept coming in and you're like, it's gonna be okay. And then my mom came in and she's like, it's gonna be okay. And at some point I was like, shut the fuck up, everybody. Like,
yeah,
let me fucking feel it. Uh-huh. And you guys kept wanting them like, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. And I was like, shut up.
No, but it worked out.
It did.
So that's your con?
That's my con, is like the anxiety I get of like, the standard. I guess I hold myself up to a really high standard. Because, I mean, to who's putting the pressure on me? You're not. Mm-hmm. They're not. Performers aren't. It's me. Myself. Yeah. And my pros is, yeah, what I had said earlier. Like, just knowing that we made people create these connections, and the fact that we can use, one, our platform, and two, our shop, to let people really showcase who they are and their talents. Like, mm-hmm. To me, it's fucking crazy that I would probably see half of these people and be like, I have no fucking clue that you can sing or you can
play like,
an instrument. Like,
I mean, would you say you're in your physics class and you look at Alejandro and you wouldn't even think that he was an open micer?
No. So Ceramic Turtle, I don't know. I mean, you can go back into our episodes, right? Other episodes.
Yeah.
We have Ceramic Turtle.
I think it was like MB97. You have the YouTube on.
Oh, yeah. I'll look for it right now. But he, in a nutshell, I mean, he sings freaking amazing.
Seems really good.
Plays the guitar. And he is getting his master's in physics.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the? Like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, what did I ask him? I was like, hey, dude, how does studying physics, like, he's like, yeah, I don't think physics and music really go hand in hand. I'm like, okay.
Well. You're like, all right.
That was a shot.
Hey, where is it? Oh, right here. There.
Yeah, MB97.
And he sang live. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my pro and my con.
Yeah, I mean, and then now we're talking about doing another show at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that. I think that's a new realm for us. Like, that would be we'll see. Because I don't want to say there's some challenges with that because there's going to be alcohol involved, but nonetheless, it's gonna be an experience, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gonna be something familiar, but also something foreign for us to do. But honestly, I feel like when things are a little challenging, it entices me, honestly, because I feel like I want to push myself to fucking do it. So, yeah. Do you think that, like, you and I, do you think, like, sometimes, do you ever think, like, any of my ideas that I tell you are, it's, like, nuts or crazy? Like,
no.
You're just like, nah, we can't do that shit.
Not really.
No?
I mean, most of my ideas are pretty out of pocket.
What do I say? I don't think I ever tell you no.
No, but you know why? So there's a thing of saying out-of-pocket stuff or having out-of-pocket ideas. But I think my strategy is, and this is a little insight on men trying to get their partners to do something that they don't want to, is you have your out-of-pocket idea, but have a plan and have a solid plan and have a trajectory, have a strategy, and have a plan B and plan, well, not the pill, but you plan B, plan C, plan D. So that way your plan becomes foolproof. Like there's nothing that can you know, deviate your plan away from what your ultimate goal is. And I think that's why most of the stuff that I bring up or my ideas, because I've really thought about everything. Not entirely.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Like, I mean, come on. Take, for instance, this is a good promotion for On Our Way.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, what was your initial reactions when I said, let's do a podcast, but let's do a podcast in the car?
And I was like, no, I don't want to be on camera.
Let's do the podcast while driving.
And I was like, hell no, you can barely drive fucking normal enough. You want to add a microphone.
Yeah.
But we did it.
Yeah.
We did it. I think, I don't know, like, we're a good team. I think that one, like, we don't really tell each other no. Even with the most fucking out-of-pocket shit.
I say no, but then I come around.
Yeah. No, but I don't think you've ever told me no on anything. No. That I can think of. But, yeah, I could see that. And, two, I think, like, we just bring out, like, good in each other and in the projects.
Yeah, like, I mean, even right now when we're on our way over here, you're like, okay, like, I can't wait to just go to sleep. And I was like, no. You said a podcast, so we're doing a podcast and an afterthought on tonight.
Yeah.
So
I mean, we have so many things that we want to do and want to plan out, and we know that we're gonna do it. I mean, we were just talking in the car on the way over here that I was like, we have to do a fucking roadmap, like map this shit out, because I swear every day we have some kind of, like, idea. And I'm like, let's do it.
Like the art show.
Oh, yeah. We want to curate an art show.
The live podcast show. That involves, like, three other different podcasts. Maybe four.
Me creating a brand.
Vendors. Selling merch.
What else?
But all these things are attainable. That's the thing.
I know.
Working on stand-up, writing stand-up, yeah. Performing the stand-up, getting good at it, going to open mics.
But what do I tell you? We can do it. You can do it.
I just made my debut today and it worked.
You made your debut.
Yeah.
I think to me, if someone wants it that bad, it can be done. It can be done. It's not like we're asking, like, oh, I want to be a millionaire tomorrow. It's like, no, these are things that we can do and we can do now. And that's why I was telling you, like, a roadmap. Like, I think everybody needs to write down goals, right? Whether it's goals to make money or goals to learn something or anything like that. And I never used to think like this, but I think now that I'm like older, I'm like, all right, I gotta do something.
You're getting old.
No, I'm getting older.
Once you start writing stuff down
on paper and not your fucking phone,
that is, I think that's what kills me, because I'm so like a copy paste type out type of person,
and I'm like, where's my notebook, where's and my pen?
Right, like it, my, like I have several different, like I have a joke note stream, I have a podcast idea note stream, I just have just general things that are, you know, throughout my day.
Yeah,
and we're just talking about that too, about getting, compiling just one
notebook for our lives. We said one notebook for our lives and one freaking calendar. We have what? We have a calendar now that we share. We fucking need like 10 more.
No, the calendar, but the calendar's coming in, hey, good.
The calendar, I was not a calendar person. I'm not a calendar person. I'm not a let's write it down person, but I've become because of Gil. So
it's easy. It's so easy. So that way, I mean, I forgot where I learned this concept. It's from a book, some book. I'm trying to remember it. About like writing stuff in and having a calendar. It's because when you don't write stuff in, like you're forced to memorize, right?
Yeah.
But that is just space in your brain that's taking up memory. Like you need to be creative. And I mean, come on, like dates and remembering what you have to do. Like there's tools for that. Yeah. And calendars are one. And a notebook is one thing to use. Whether you're creative or not, if you're a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad or a warehouse worker or a stalker or whatever, like whatever you do, like you, like when you use those tools to organize your day, it just, I don't know, like it leaves your brain and leaves your mind for other things.
Yeah.
For whatever you want.
See, and I wasn't like that. I was a type that was like, oh, it's all stored in my brain.
No.
Well, I'm going to remember. And I've always been really good. I've always had a great memory. But I guess physically seeing it written on a paper or a calendar, and it just, it gives you this other type of motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, writing is, yeah. Yeah, I guess you can do it.
Leave my writing alone.
That's
like,
cool.
I like to write.
My hands hurt like right away because I have a lot to write.
Yeah, yours are like paragraphs.
Yeah, because I think and I'll give you the insight on this, because the reason why they're paragraphs is because I like to be as detailed as possible. Like, yeah. They're like, when I have ideas for jokes, like I write them out in detail and I get everything out on the screen or the paper or whatever, the proverbial paper. And I type everything out. So that way I don't forget it, because I lose it. And I get so upset with myself when I'm like, okay, I need to write this down. I need to write this down. I need to write this down. And like that 10 minutes, or not even 10 minutes, like 2 minutes will pass by and I forget. Like I forget it and I get so pissed at myself. Like I'm thinking now, I had a good concept for a joke last night and I can't remember it because I was too lazy to get up on the bed and grab my phone to type it. And I was too tired too.
Yeah. I can see that happening. Yeah, I think you gotta just do it in the moment.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I was thinking right now? Not to change subject or anything.
That's what we do here on this podcast. We just go from one subject to another.
No, it correlates. But I was just thinking of what I said earlier, that like I'm thinking, okay, like us, like we've talked about, like you and I, how creative we are, right? And I feel like we haven't even peaked. Like we haven't even like got into our full potential, right? Because I feel like, or at least for me, I feel like there's so much more that I can do and that I can achieve in my creativity. You know, like for me, like I always tell you like, oh, I want to do this. Oh, I want to do that. Or, oh, I'm not an artist or whatever. But then I sit back and I think about like everything that I do, whether it be like through my food or through, you know, whatever freaking little art thing I do or whatever, you know, whatever it is, me being creative. But what I'm getting at is, like, you and I, we are starting to live our creative life, right? We're starting to channel our creativity and bring it out and make it part of our daily.
Right? But how do you think we got here? Like, how does one person get there? Like, is it just the action of doing instead of just leaving it in your mind and not doing anything at all?
Like, I don't want to say that you need someone, right, to be able to channel that, because I feel like everybody at some point, or I would hope that everybody would find their creative side and that they channel it. But I think for you and I, or at least like for me, I think you were the push of like, this is how creative I am. And yeah, before I was creating things like with the donut shop, and you know, I've always been creative, absolutely. But that was a different side of my creativity that I knew that I had, and that I kind of pushed myself to my full potential. And then this with like us doing all this and the media stuff and like the music stuff, like that was brought out more by like you, right? And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think everybody will find it or channel it, or you know, have it like be pushed out in a certain different way. But I feel like for me, it was you, like us together, like our brains were just like, like on a fucking hamster wheel, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But where I was getting at with what I'm saying is, like, to me, I just think it's so incredible, and it's like, it makes me really, really happy, and then it makes me really, really sad that everyone has some sort of creativity. Like, everyone, you know, I don't think there's one person on this planet that can be like, I'm not creative at all. Like, that's what we think, right? That we're not creative because we don't know how to draw, or we don't know how to, I don't know, sing or play an instrument or whatever. And that's what we think, that that's all being a creative or an artist is. And it really isn't, right? We were talking about this earlier. Like, anything can be creative. You can be creative with anything. But what I'm saying is, like, everyone is creative. And it's nice to see when people find that. But it's also really sad to me when people don't, and they continue to live their life in a non-creative like way.
What do you mean non-creative way? Like, if they're creative already?
No, like, let's say like someone that just hasn't channeled their creativity, right? And they just literally, their life is work, home, work, home, work, home, and not putting their entire, you know, creative brain or something that they could potentially do, or they don't know that they could do,
right,
out.
And take for instance the illustrator from that book.
Oh yeah,
from that you're just talking about.
Yeah, she literally said, she's like, I didn't know I knew how to draw.
Yeah, and then what, Mario Solorzano?
Yeah.
2 years ago, he didn't even think that he can paint, and he's a really good painter. I mean, Adam has been doing art all of his life, but just recently tapping into it and sharing it with other people, I think that's what makes me that. And him and I just had this conversation too. I'm like, dude, I'm proud of you, man. Because when you see you want to see your friends win.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, you want to see them. Like, I just wanted to shake him like years ago, like 10 years ago. I just wanted to shake him and say, bro, you are a good artist. You need to share this with people.
Yeah.
And I'm like so happy that he's doing it now. But I mean, I think, yes, absolutely, we are all creative people. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe I have a different take on it. Like, I think that, yeah, we all can be creative, but I mean, doesn't necessarily mean that somebody has to. Like,
yeah.
There's consumers and then there's creators.
True.
Like, if we're all creators, then who's where are the audience? Who's going to be the audience?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because I mean, I was listening to I think it was a Spears and Steinberg podcast, and I think Ari Spears said something like, they were both debating about open mics in a comedy, like a comedy scene. And one of them was saying, I think it was Steinberg saying that it's a positive thing to have all the comics out in front and cheering the person on, right? But Spears had a different take on it. Was like, he was like, no, dude, that's like all negative, because are they really being genuine? Like, there is, are they genuinely supporting? Are they genuine supporters? Or maybe they're just fake supporting you because you would support them in return. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or because all that stuff is very competitive. I'm not in the scene, but it seems like it's very competitive, and there's clicks, right? Just like anything, there's clicks. And oh, like the comics that have been doing it for 5 years, the comics that have been doing it for 1 year. You know, like when we went into the one in at Bell.
Yeah.
At the Bellflower stand-up comedy.
Yeah, there was a table with like, the ones that you knew were like all friends and clicky and everything.
The in crowd, and most of them had great sets.
Yeah.
Most of them had great sets. Sets, not sex. I wasn't there.
I was like, oh, you saw them having sex. Where was I?
You didn't go to the men's restroom, baby. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, there was holes everywhere in there.
Stop it.
Men's restroom.
No wonder you kept going.
Right? Yeah, I gotta go to the restroom now. My turn. But anyways, yeah, like they were both saying, well, one of them was saying that no, it's not a good idea for the comics to sit there, because I don't know, like to me he was talking in like a negative way, but I mean that's true. Like but I don't know, like there's different, you just have to assess the situation, assess the place.
Yeah.
Like the place from tonight, like that was all very supportive.
Yeah.
Like the crowd tonight, the artists tonight are very supportive of each other.
See, and that's the type of environment that I want to create and that I want to be in. Is that like where you feel welcome and included, and you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Never mind. I was going to say something, but.
But I think we're building that. We're building the HRL like open mic scene.
Yeah. And so.
Like we're building the culture.
What I was going to say, but I was like, I don't want to say it, but whatever, right? We say out of pocket stuff here. So. Think about open mics and comedy nights and poetry nights. And I mean, at least for me, when I think of something like that, I think of like, ooh, salud. I think of like white people, right? In these affluent areas. Like where does this shit happen? Where does it happen? Downtown LA or Hollywood or
do they?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, I think of open mics and I think of white people. I think of poetry night and I think of white people.
Okay.
Like this is not something that Latinos have done.
I had a white joke too, but I wasn't too sure if it was going to be insensitive.
I've seen it. Well, there was only like one white person.
There was one.
But what I'm saying is,
can offend one whitey. It's fine.
they knew what they were getting themselves into.
Yeah, come on. You can not go to a place called Huchataria Rio Luna and not be. No, I'm just kidding.
No, so what I'm saying is like, this is cool. It's cool that we get to create this place and this space. And I think that that's why it feels like inclusive and the safe space, because it is predominantly like people of color coming together, you know, and again, it's, I could see why it would be intimidating to go to a West Hollywood or something where it's predominantly white people and you're like the only brown person there. So I think we're doing something cool.
Yeah. But also, I mean, yes and no. Like I do agree with you on that one, but I wouldn't mind having both, like having abundance of both crowds. Because,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Because when you start to feel comfortable in front of one crowd, like it becomes difficult for a person. Say, I'm just gonna go out and say this. Like, say if I would go out and just be comfortable in a Chicano crowd, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I would chase. I would chase a Chicano crowd, right?
Yeah.
But what I'm really doing is, I don't want to say lowering my standards, but like shortening. I don't know what I'm trying to get. Like, I'm not widening my range of audience that I want to hit.
Yeah, but I think that's artist to artist.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you want to reach everybody, then great. But there's some people that's okay. That they just want to reach a Latino.
Like the comic tonight that wanted to perform. Like that blew my mind. That blew my mind.
I think he was just more nervous.
You think so?
I want to believe that that's what it was. So pretty much backstory, we were setting up and I had the check, like the roster with me, and this person approaches me and he's like, hey, so I want to, what do you say, like back out or pull out or something?
Yeah, I was like, pull out, what are you doing, buddy?
I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't give you consent. There's no consent here. No. And he's like, yeah, I don't know if he said pull out.
This is a sign up form. This is not a consent form, homie.
I'm like, Gilbert, what the hell?
I know. Let him pull out. It's all good.
Save me.
It's all good. I got plan B. Nah, we're good. And plan C.
No, so he pretty much says, we're not going to say pull out, but he says, I want to back out. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, what's your name? And then I seen that he was like a comedian, and I was like, why? What happened? Like, I'm trying to be supportive, and like, maybe something happened. Maybe someone rubbed him the wrong way. There you go. Someone rubbed him. And he is like,
he's
no.
Like, somebody rubbed me the wrong way. I want to pull out.
I want to pull out. Just stop. No. And then he's like, no, I don't want to do it. And I'm like, why? What happened? And then he's like, this is just not the crowd for me. And I'm like, what? Like what the heck? There's like one kid in the crowd, if anything. And then I was like, why? Like I'm still trying to dig for it, right? Maybe I should just be like, all right, fuck off. But I couldn't. I wanted to know why. I wanted to know why. And then he's like, oh, my comedy's dark. And then Gilbert and I look at each other and we're like, what? I'm not, and then Gil's like, how dark? Try us. And then he just is like, no, I don't want to do it. I'm like, okay. But look, his demeanor, his face was like bright red.
Do you think he was just nervous?
He was sweating. Yeah, I think he was nervous. I think he saw a large crowd and probably was like, yeah, I can't fucking do this.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think some people are just in the mode where like, they'll give up. Bro, I mean, honestly, I wanted to give him a pep talk. I was like, dude, is there anything that you can like rearrange to make it less dark? But I get it. Maybe that was his set that he was working on for a couple weeks, couple days, couple hours, whatever the case may be. But
I feel like as a comedian, it's like, you know, or at least I would feel like a comedian would be like, all right, I'm either going to fucking rock this shit or I'm going to bomb, and I'm going to be okay with either or.
I think that's the mindset that you may need to have.
Yeah.
Whether the do it or die.
Yeah.
In that moment. Like for me, like I think I was just so pumped and pumped about the ofrenda joke that I just, you know, I was like, I don't know. I think that's what it was too. Like I wasn't afraid to bomb because I didn't know I didn't know if I bombed it or I didn't know if I got a laugh because I just blocked I blocked the crowd reaction. And like I was saying,
you were like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it. And that's it.
I'm going to do it. If it hits, it hits. If it doesn't, then I go back to the drawing board.
You're like, I go back to my seat crying. See, I could not. Like you know, I tell you jokes or whatever. I make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But my hat goes off to, like, fucking real comedians. Because I could never.
Right. But that, I mean, that was at the end. And then the same with the other girl, remember? Was that the first or second one that we had? She was talking about weed, smoking, sex, freaking giving blowjobs. In front of, there was kids there, but she was like, no, I can't do it, I can't do it. And I'm like, just fucking finish your set, dude. You're already up there. You've already said blowjobs like 10 times within the 2 minutes of your set. Just fucking finish it.
And then my brother-in-law's mom is like sitting right there. Remember, she was like right smack.
Yeah, I know. She was like,
that's when she's like, whose grandma's here?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, blowjobs, right? Whose grandma's here? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God, I remember that, dude.
Remember that? You remember that blowjob from 1986 that you still can't forget?
Remember, come on, grandma. And the sister was like, you need to cut her off. Go get her off. And I was like, oh, don't make me do this.
Yeah, but I mean, you just have to shoot your shot. Do you know if he did any other stuff besides tonight?
Or what
he didn't.
Well, we're gonna look at his social media tonight. I have his handle.
But like, say for instance, my buddy Jesus, my man Jesus, right? He wrote his set today, right?
Yeah.
That he did tonight. And it was good. But he gets in front of crowds every week, and that's why I admire this guy, because he's just on that grind every week, perfecting his craft, and I admire that. Like, if it wasn't for me, and what he's been doing it for how long, I don't even know, but my admiration that comes from that is he's doing it consistently every week, trying to do his craft. Like, that inspires me, and I think after him doing his set inspired me just to say, fuck it, do it. If it hits, it hits. If it doesn't, then, oh, wow, it did. It at least you tried.
Yeah. Well, what did the performer say today that I was telling you? He's like, this is my year of being uncomfortable or doing uncomfortable things.
Being comfortable with being, what is it? Being uncomfortable, being comfortable with uncomfortability or something like that.
Yeah, like being being comfortable with doing uncomfortable things. So he pretty much said that this was his year of doing things that made him feel uncomfortable. And he says, he's like, because I asked him, I was like, well, what's your mindset for that? Like, how do you even get there? And he's just like, I do something that's like so fucking uncomfortable, so fucking uncomfortable. And once I get over it and I do it, and he's just like, damn, like that was it. Like,
yeah,
that's what I was fucking having anxiety with. And he just says that he just like pushes himself each time. And
yeah,
he said he hadn't performed since he was like 17, and he's like, I don't know, I want to say he's like in his early 30s, so it's,
yeah,
been a long time. And he went out and he did a pretty good job,
I think, from like, yeah, then. And I can say this, and what I overheard him talk to some other performer, that nervousness, it never goes away. Even there was a singer that came up there and said, being nervous, the nervousness never goes away. And I get that, but it gets easier. The nervousness, it stays on your body shorter. And you, like today, like I was, what? Jesus was
the third.
The third one. Mm-hmm. The first two acts, I was nervous as shit. Like, I just wanted to go up there, and I didn't even, I forgot to introduce, I say my name, and
you didn't introduce yourself at all?
No. I was just so focused on getting them out of the way, but thanks, Jesus, and he inspired me. And after that, after I did what I did, like, I was fine. Like, I got in the groove of things, and it became easier and easier and easier, and I think it just, like, overall, it gets easier. The time of nervousness, it shortens.
See, and if you wouldn't have, when you came back to the chair and then you were like, I'm nervous, like, I would have not even known, because I just looking at you and you look like you were having fun and you were like, you were fucking rocking it, you know? So if you don't say anything, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was just the audio stuff that was getting me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't nervous like Fernie. Like Fernie was like the couple weeks ago.
Hey, but he did a
Border X
last weekend. He did a great job.
He did a really good job. And shout out to Fernie from Chicano Shuffle he texted me. He texted me, hey, man, this meeting is taking longer than I'm probably burning him right now. But
I know. I'm like, you're talking to me, telling me I was burning people.
What's his number? Let's say it on the podcast.
What if his family doesn't know he went to a meeting or something?
I know. He's like, this AA meeting is taking way longer than it's supposed to.
Sick as fool.
He sent you a
text message saying he wasn't going to make it. Come on.
Yeah. But I mean, just that, like, that was cool in itself.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. I was like, what? Like, a weird number popped up and I was looking at it and I was reading it. And then he was like, oh, by the way, it's Fernie from the shop. And I was like, oh, man, that's cool. I really appreciate that. Okay. At least they were thinking. At least he was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
The intention was there.
Yeah, but I mean, that was cool. But I mean, other than the sound stuff, like, I wasn't, there wasn't anything. I mean, it's going to continue to get better and better. But
So what do you think for us here at Open Mic? Can you see yourself doing this for a while?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun for me. Like, of course, we laid out the cons, but I mean, that con can be deviated. Like, now that we have like a good system and we're creating a good system for this, in order for production to get larger and better, we just have to involve more people. And what you're saying about, oh, like, if there's roadies out there that, or somebody that would want to volunteer their time to do something like this, then I mean, why not? That will leave me to do something.
Like, be able to perfect something.
Yeah. Like, to actually, you know, prepare a set and prepare something in between acts. You know what I mean? Like, to tighten everything down.
Yeah.
So that way it's seamless.
Like, me even having Juan be able to help me and like that helps. That's a big help, you know?
Yeah. And then look it over me. I'm setting up the audio. I'm doing everything, and then the sound quality check and hosting. But no, like, I have fun. I have fun doing it.
You do a good job. Now that I think about it, there's a lot that goes behind doing this one, like, 2-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun. It's worth it.
Yeah.
I think for me, the one of the coolest things is, like, as soon as we post, like, open mic, like here's the sign up sheet, like, we get all these people to sign up. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool to me.
I think the next step, since we're moving into the monthly shows, now that we want to talk about open mic, comedy night, right? Open mic, poetry night.
Poetry. Zoning in on
One specific thing. I think we should, or at least MindBuzz Media, should look into an alternative instead of breaking down stuff here at the studio, to at least have
things there.
Things at the shop.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, logistics aren't part of that process.
Yeah.
To have everything just ready to go and just, you know, just
show up and set up.
Yeah.
And ready to go.
Yeah. I think that's, that should be an alternative to what we are currently doing. At least MindBuzz Media.
MindBuzz Media.
So, I mean, that's something to look into.
Yeah.
And then I'm excited about the poetry thing. Poetry night, just zoning in on that. And then also comedy. Like, I would love to host a comedy night. Like, that would be so killer to do.
That would be awesome.
And not only that, it's also like I want to literally, I want to record one of these things with my equipment. I like have really good sounding audio quality and a recording thing and making a live podcast about this.
Yeah, that'd be
doing cool. Doing like a live podcast. That'd not live, but you know what I mean, like a like a recorded,
pre-recorded.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Right, but maybe that's just another, maybe that's just another thing on MindBuzz Media. Maybe it's, open mic night, the date number one.
Yeah.
Open mic night number two. You know what I mean? Like make it like an actual
for part people of that the show. Can't make it out to the show, or if you did and you want to freaking see it and it's on there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I think it's the beginning of us doing some pretty fucking rad stuff.
I think so.
We're just going to need a lot of fucking energy drinks. Fucking line of coke. I'm just kidding.
What, no, what the hell's up with you and fucking coke lately?
I don't even do drugs.
It's like everything's coke with you.
I've been saying coke for like the past 4 days.
It's like I'm dating Chris Farley.
No, I don't do drugs.
It's like I have a John Belushi just hanging out with me in the studio.
I think I'm just like tired that I'm like, what the fuck can give me energy? And I'm just thinking like coke. I don't know.
Black iced coffee is not doing it for me anymore, mama.
It's just I need me something the shits stronger. And anxiety.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No, we're good. We're good. Oh man, I'm good. I'm good.
Watch the next episode. It's going to be like, sorry, Amber can't make it. She's at, going to meetings now.
What is it? What is the drug ones? Like
Q&A?
N-A?
N-A? Yeah, she's. Or our next podcast is going to be like inside an N-A meeting. 3, 2, 1. Hi, my name is Gil and. I don't have the problem, but Amber has the coke problem.
No, I've never done coke in my life. All right.
No?
No.
Okay. It's good stuff. You should try it.
Stop it. We don't condone it.
Anyways, you can catch MindBuzz Media on YouTube. Catch us on The MindBuzz on IG. And you can catch me, too. At Gilbilly Delic on Instagram.
And on our way.
The Mind Buzz. Podcast.
Let's do some coke.
Stop it. We're going to go to sleep. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Buzz podcast. Subscribe to the Mind Buzz YouTube channel and watch full podcast episodes. Keep up with the hosts, guests, and upcoming events by following the MindBuzz on Instagram @TheMindBuzz. See you on the next one.